It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Here's your day, September 3rd. Here is your goddamn day. Okay? Just don't let it pass. Don't let this pass because this is your chance. Trust me on this one. This is your chance, September 3rd. So September 3rd is still on the chopping block. Here we are trying to figure out which day is most expendable based on solely on celebrity birthdays. And right now, in the front runner spot for being just completely axed off of existence, basically, is September 3rd, who could only muster the following names for 3-2-1 process here. And it was Kitty Carlisle, Snow Baby, Shaun White, and Charlie Sheen. Okay, so not great. Not great from 3-1. It was pedestrian. 3-2 pedestrian, 1 just a train wreck. Okay, but here we are. Here we are, a new day, September 9th. And I got to tell you, my goodness, boy, we've got a battle on our hands, folks. Okay, I'm going to run you through some, I'm just going to run you through a couple of honorable mentions. And this should give you kind of a feel for where we're at. If this is where we've got for honorable mentions, okay? Michelle Williams, okay? I think she was in Dawson's Creek. Am I right with that? I never watched Dawson's Creek. I went to high school with a Michelle Williams, and so that name always seemed like super not Hollywood, right? So I think that was intended, that she was supposed to be like girl next door accessible. But Michelle Williams, I don't even really remember who she is, but I remember the name, and I think she was on Dawson's Creek. Okay. We're gonna throw Hugh Grant out there as a honorable mention at this point. I don't think he's really gonna really help to pull the rest of this crew up much. And Hugh Grant has I don't like Hugh Grant. That's the problem. I fundamentally don't like Hugh Grant. I think Hugh Grant is his entire career was built on just America not knowing any better, basically. And I can't imagine that Hugh Grant is all that great of a sensation across the pond. I can't imagine that people unimpressed with Hugh Grant's accent really cared all that much about Hugh Grant. So just throwing it out there. If we could include innovators, we haven't started talking about innovators, but if we could, and we haven't talked about it because we cannot include innovators in this. Entrepreneurs and innovators aren't part of this, just like scientists and politicians aren't. But if we could talk about it, oh God, Colonel Sanders was born on September 9th. Okay. Colonel Sanders, just put that in your cap. Okay. Let's go through them. 3-2-1. Here we go. Number 3. Eric Stone Street. Now you may say to yourself, who the heck is Eric Stone Street? Eric Stone Street is the, boy, he's got a hard name to say. He is the husky gentleman on Modern Family. That he plays Cam. he's a delight on that show. It's about all I know him from, really. And so I can't really, I guess I can't really get too excited about him. I don't know that A Modern Family in and of itself does a whole lot for me. It's funny at times, but it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, moving on. Number 2, Michael Bublé. Okay. Now, there's a lot of people that are huge fans of Michael Bublé. I am not necessarily one of those people. I think it would be a loss to the universe that if Michael Bublé did not exist, then the bad lip reading video of the Michael Bublé song, which was Russian Unicorn. His song wasn't Russian Unicorn, but the bad lip reading version of it was. If Bublé did not exist, then Russian Unicorn wouldn't exist. That would be a loss. That would be a loss, though, I think, commiserate with losing Shaun White. So the twos matched up head to head. I think it's still too close to call right now where we're sitting. So we've got to go to the ones. Okay, remember, the one we have to beat is Charlie Sheen. Okay. Boy, September 9th, here it is. The best you can offer right here is Adam Sandler. Now, hold on a minute. Adam Sandler, okay? That's the top. That's the top that you can offer. And now, I've been hard on September 3rd for a solid week at this point. I have attacked them at every corner. I have given them no quarter, no respite from my ceaseless demands for them to get better. And you know what? They haven't. They haven't done anything with that. And it's difficult for them too. It's difficult for anybody to change an entire lifetime's worth of bad births. You can't really fix it in the course of a week. I'm sorry, it's not doable. But here you've seen this September 9th. You've seen this coming, and you just sit back, resting on your laurels, all excited to be the next one to topple off September 3rd, or the next one to skate by into you know, an infinity of happiness. And I think that maybe you came in a little bit cocky September 9th. Honestly, if I'm going to be honest with you, I think maybe you came in cocky. And he said, listen, Adam Sandler, sure, he's not much now. But have you thought about, like, Happy Gilmore? Have you thought about Billy Madison lately? Big Daddy was a palatable movie. Have you thought about any of these things? And I say to you, I have. Of course I think about these things. I think about what Adam Sandler movies used to be and how his juvenile humor was accessible and approachable to me as a freaking juvenile. But then I remember Click. Okay? And I know this isn't a punitive thing. I know this isn't a punitive thing. But I feel like in some way, shape, or form, when your number one was responsible for Click, it's not like I picked somebody that was a mass murderer and put them and said, this is number one. I didn't say Frank Lucas, a crime boss, was number one, most notable. I said it was Adam Sandler. And I don't think there's a lot of argument with the names that I've said so far that Adam Sandler is probably the most notable name on the list. When that's your paragon, when that is the top that you can offer, you have to be held to a higher standard. I'm sorry, you do. Okay? And so I may be changing the rules of the game a little bit, but that's just the way it's going to be played. If your number one is deplorable in some way, shape, or form, is if your number one is a comedian, an actor, a musician that is so fundamentally a waste of just brain cells, you're going to have to account for that. You're going to have to spend your time. And you know what? I think September 3rd, I think you've done your time. I think you're fine September 3rd. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Get better. Okay? Two words to you. Get fucking better. Okay? Meanwhile, September 9th, how's this look for you? How's this chair you're sitting on? Guess what? It's the electric chair. Okay? Because you're going to get zapped off of the face of the fucking planet pretty soon. We got a whole lot of time ahead of us. We got the bulk of a year. But I'm real worried about you, September 9th. Because this September 3rd that came walking through the door, that was a beaten, whipped dog. Okay? And yet still, you stood in here and you lost to it. Okay? So September 9th, think about your life. Think about all your lives. I'll see you guys tomorrow.